This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kid. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Outside Land. Single day tickets. You get to pick which day you'd like to go. All you have to do is take the word ticket. T-I-C-K-E-T, and text it to our contest line, 20357. And then that's it. You can win a pair of tickets and decide which day you want to go. For Outside Lands, the word is ticket. Text it to 20357. Friday is Doja Cat, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday, and 1,000 other bands and other places to see bands as you wander through Golden Gate Park, August 8th through the 10th. Outside Lands, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. This hour's code word is ticket. And Mason will have another one for you at noon 05. And then Jane, every single hour of her show, all this week. So many tickets to give away. 3, 4, 5, and 6. On the fives, everybody. On the fives. Keep it in mind. Okay. Let us begin with $1 billion. $1 billion.
What about it?
A couple years back, a little girl by the name of Haley Baldwin said, well, my skin is bothering me. I'm going to have my own skincare line called Rode, H-O-R-H-O-D-E.
This is Bieber's wife?
Haley Bieber.
Okay.
Haley Bieber just announced that Elf, E-L-F Beauty, acquired her Rode skincare brand for $1 billion.
Okay.
Haley will be chief creative officer and head of innovation at Rode and a strategic advisor to ELF, Elf Beauty. She issued a statement saying, when I launched Rode in 2022, I always had big dreams for the company. And the most important thing to me is to keep bringing Rode to more spaces, places, and faces. Get it? Because it's a skincare. Globally. She added, I found a like-minded disruptor with a vision to be a different kind of company that believes in big ideas and innovation in the same way that I do and will help us to continue to grow the brand. There have been some tabloid debt stories, so this is going to help Justin out. They're saying Justin is millions of dollars in debt. That could be BS. I mean, I would think that that guy's got some money.
What I'd read about that, and I try not to because that's, you know,
yeah,
your speciality.
It's all right. You know, I like when you can put your two cents in.
But they said that's why he sold his music library. So he was broke and then he got a $200 million infusion and he's okay again. I don't know if that meant.
Don't ask me. I don't know what any of it means.
That all that went to debt as well and he's still broke.
Right. Did that just pay off his debt?
One of the last stories you told us was he's in Iceland making a record.
Yeah.
Is he still there?
As far as I know,
okay.
Yes, he is still there. But that, to me, I feel like, oh, you went to Iceland and your boy just had a baby. That feels like you were thinking, I should probably
get some sleep.
Yes.
In another country.
Right. Far, far away.
Perfect.
I know.
Jesus.
But, you know, I mean, that's just, I'm so happy for them with their $1 billion they just got yesterday. It's great. I am happy for them. What do I care? Have $1 billion. Yes, Bob.
By the way, Justin was a surprise guest at a SZA concert in LA over the weekend.
He is not in Iceland.
And he was giving weird vibes. He seemed under some sort of influence.
But he's been off in quite a long
time. Keep him up.
Oh, really?
It was
weird. SZA was?
Yeah. She was like,
wake up, buddy.
Attention. Yeah. I don't even see a clip where he actually sang.
He just came out and stood on the stage.
Five.
You know, there have been a bunch of kind of weird strung together things where, like, you know, he's out on the streets of New York barefoot in the winter with, you know, with his bathrobe on. Like, they've just been all these weird Okay, so we're looking at footage of the SZA concert right now. So she's on, and he is now on camera. It looks like he is singing. We can't hear him, and I don't want to take any chances on swears.
That's okay in that.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad.
No, of course. The internet just showed me the weird
thing. Showed you the weird thing.
Right? What I'm seeing now, he looks fine.
Well,
but listen,
I mean, he's dressed badly.
Concerts are a place where, like, it would be ridiculous to say that in the 70s, everyone got on stage sober.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like, definitely.
Ridiculous, come on.
Yeah, it is true. We expect more of our rock stars these days, don't we? You got to be clean and sober. You got to be living healthy. You know, I mean, rock is all about, or was all about, just like, how debaucherous can we be?
Right.
Mm. Ooh, I don't know what's happening here. She's taking the mic from him. He's trying to like kiss her hand. His eyes are closed the whole time, by the way. Even now, as he's dancing with her.
Well, you know, those strobe lights could cause a seizure.
That is true. He's got to, you know, he should really take that into consideration.
You are such a dad.
This is there is a weirdness to this. Even as I'm watching it now, like he just, the eyes closed and kind of weird.
He seems out of it.
Does he?
Now there's some weird hugging happening.
Speaking of, let me just ask you guys a quick question. I know this is trash time.
It's fine. Okay.
Did any of your dads ever put you on their S list?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you heard, like, that's a term that you heard. Like,
absolutely.
You were on my list.
Yeah. That was more of my mom. My mom was.
Oh. My mom would put me on her S list as well. They both had S lists going all the time. I was top of the list a lot of times.
You are on my S list.
What'd she do? What about you?
What do you mean, what'd she do? Dirty Dancing? Do you realize that is
Bob's Movie Club?
Right.
We're going to watch Dirty Dancing next time. Bob's Movie Club.
It was a spectacular feature this morning at 6 a.m. If you missed it, it was really well done. But then she goes and calls Dirty Dancing. I'm telling you, there's a partner I was with for years who kept going, just please, will you watch this? And I never did. And now who's going to get me to watch Dirty Dancing?
Bob's Movie Club.
You are on my list. Mm. You know the one.
Happy to be here.
I'm pretty excited for it. You did wind up watching Love Actually, right?
I did.
Yeah. And you liked it, right?
Yeah, but every Christmas for the rest of my life? Nah. No.
It's the best, though.
Nope.
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
It's no Rudolph.
After like the fourth time, you start to see how strange some parts of it are, and it gets kind of comical.
Yes.
Oh, you think it's multiple watchings actually, you know, it's peels the onion.
It gets better every time.
Every single time.
Quite a weird movie.
Yeah. When the prime minister is going door to door trying to sing all the, he's, you know, he's trying to find the girl, you know, Plumpy, whatever her name is, with the coat. Where the F is my effing coat?
One of my favorite parts is the
Plumpy? You've seen this movie 40 times and you call her Plumpy?
That's one of her names in it.
It is?
Yeah. And my boyfriend would call me Plumpy. So my thighs were like tree trunks. I don't know if that's an exact quote, but it's close. Plumpy. Oh, I think her dad calls her Plumpy. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say one of the note cards, you know, that they hold up.
Mm-hmm.
So iconic. But one of the note cards says, it's Christmas, and at Christmas, you tell the truth. Is that a thing?
No, it isn't a thing. I've thought the same exact thing. He just really wants to tell her, you know. And they had to have some reason why he did it then.
And the whole recital, and the timing of everything.
Okay, it's not on the list right now. I just wanted to say,
we're talking about
movies.
This young lady comes into our lives, takes over, and now is getting me to watch Dirty Dancing.
I love it.
Son
of a biscuit. I can't wait. God, really good work. Really, really good work.
Right now, there's only one name on my list.
Well, I'm just glad it's not me.
Me too.
Keep being on that list.
Striving since I got here to stay off of it.
I know. Just do what you can, man.
That was a warning coming in. Don't get on Vinny's ass.
Whatever you do. It's me.
Whatever you do.
I had to give him all the management tips. You know, you got to tell him how handsome he is and brave.
Oh, managing me. You mean how to manage me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. What did you think I meant?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of managing, aren't we talking about Bieber?
Yeah. Let's get back to Bieber.
Oh, no, we're done. I mean, it just, I mean, I read this morning and thought to myself, I'm sure it's a wonderful skincare line. How does Hailey Bieber get $1 billion?
Well, we all know the Maybe name is like the same with the Kardashians. That lady was able to get investments because of who she is and then was able to launch that, whatever that
Kylie
brand,
Lips.
Whatever it is.
Kylie
and now she's the
cosmetics,
you know, whatever billionaire. All right. Well,
she's the youngest self-made billionaire of all time.
If you launch an international brand and you have a name that is going to make people go, I should try that.
It was crazy, though, is that Hailey, who does, I've seen, I'm not on Instagram all the time, but I've seen her little makeup tutorials and stuff that she does on there. There's a whole lot of nothing happening there. I personally am just like, who cares about that lady? Next. But she, so like with Kylie Jenner, I'm like, she's gorgeous. And oh my God, her lips do look amazing. Like the Kylie cosmetics, her face looks great. And we all know what she used to look like. So she looks really good now. Like good job with those cosmetics. So when I see the Hailey Bieber stuff, I'm like, I don't know, man.
Oh, Bieber's beautiful. She's not really, right? You don't think Hailey Bieber's pretty?
She is. She's pretty.
But she has
a little bit of a horse face.
She has a huge following.
A horse face.
Yeah, a little long in the face.
A little bit.
I know I can't stop talking today, but I just got to tell you, you're wrong about this one. She is a cool girl. She's incredibly influential, whether you like it or not. She started doing this like dewy makeup look. It completely changed.
Are you doing the dewy makeup thing?
No, I'm doing this. She's burning you good right now in your face.
I'm learning stuff from Bob right now.
It completely changed the makeup trends, the way that she... Same thing with Kylie's lip kit.
Oh, Kylie was amazing, yeah. Wait, are we talking about Kylie or are we talking
about
Hailey?
No, I'm talking about Hailey, but I was saying same thing. They are incredibly influential.
For me, I never even... Hailey Bieber's not even on my radar. I just feel like
she got 2.52 million YouTube followers, and like she had this thing that was supposed to be from her house in her bathroom at Dwayne Tips, and people, I mean, hundreds of thousands of views for all of these.
I have seen some of those ones where is it not her bathroom?
No, I've actually been on the set.
My God!
I was consulting for a company and walked by, and I was like, where's the bathroom? They're like, oh, that's Hailey's bath. That's Hailey Bieber's bathroom. That's where she films it.
Oh my
so
God!
It was a set.
Well, it does kind of make sense. Like if you're doing makeup stuff, you'd want there to be incredible lighting.
Yeah, I mean, this was on a Hollywood,
right?
You know, place,
and make it look like it's a cool bathroom. I wonder if it looks
like
her bathroom.
It was a dump all around it, but that part was nice.
Well, isn't that the way with like any kind of TV studio or anything? It's just like this pristine place where the news happens, and everything around it is like dusty cables and big light rigs. And anyway, I guess I'm just jealous because that chick just got $1 billion yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
For a brand I never heard of, which I'm now told is amazing. Very dewy, very demure.
So she's at home with a baby and he's in LA acting up a fool. Is that what we've come to the conclusion?
I guess in the end, that is sort of the conclusion we came to. I thought he was still in Iceland. It feels like maybe he's jet lagged. And that's why he's just not.
510 says, also, Hailey has inspired tons of nail trends.
Oh, nail trends. Is she one of those long nail people?
Oh, that's right. She did this like pearly white nail.
Glazed donut is still one of my favorites, which sounds
that's the face thing I was talking
filthy.
About.
Oh, okay.
Wait, glazed donut is the face thing?
Yeah, it's like a skincare. You go to bed and your face looks like a glazed donut because you've done all this amazing
so
stuff.
So can you not
skin.
Like...
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good image to...
It's hot. It's hot. Just go with hot. Yeah. So can you... Do you have to lay only on your back when you do that? Like you have to sleep just on your back?
It's a terrible choice of words.
But what if you're asleep and you turn over?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty people know to not turn over, Sarah.
You have
I guess
your
so.
Pillowcase, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Who was telling me that? Jane, I think, does the satin pillowcase. Like where your face doesn't, you don't get the sleep scars. So I wake up in the morning sometimes, I just have like a jagged like edge of my pillow sleep scar.
Well, look, Jane is gorgeous
That's
and
true.
Knows all the stuff.
Yeah, she was probably well aware that Hailey Bieber was about to be a billionaire.
For her glazed donut.
I mean, that can't be the only thing, right? You
name.
Guys stop
it. Can't be
it
the
is
name.
The name. There's nothing wrong with that. The reason that she did it is because it's sexy.
Okay.
That's why she named it that, right? I mean, that has to be an ironic, that has to be a joke.
I don't think so. I just think clueless.
Really? You think she doesn't know about that?
I think she's clueless.
That was a mean thing to say.
You guys are so lucky I'm here.
I know. Thanks for rescuing us all the time. Jesus. Horse face. Who would ever say that? Brad Pitt is out there promoting F1, which is his Formula One racing movie.
Oh, you were interested.
Oh, I can't wait for this
movie.
Okay. Yeah.
They got him to open up. He was talking to GQ magazine. I just have some excerpts here that are in the Hollywood Reporter, but he's like promoting the film F1, and he was talking to GQ for a cover story that came out yesterday. And stuff like how he feels about his personal life regularly being in the news and the annoyance that comes along with that as he tries to focus on filming. My personal life is always in the news. It's been in the news for 30 years, bro. Or some version of my personal life, let's put it that way. He said, it's been an annoyance I've had to always deal with in different degrees, large and small, as I do the things I really want to do. This is my Brad Pitt. I don't know how it's doing.
No, it's good. I like it.
He went on. It's always been this kind of nagging time suck or waste of time, if you let it be that. He noted, though, that his life is, he called it fairly contained. It feels pretty warm and secure with my friends, with my loves, with my fam, with my knowledge of who I am that, you know, is like this fly buzzing around a little bit. The annoyance of being, I guess, a star.
All right.
They completed the shooting in Abu Dhabi. And then his divorce came through, and he was asked about that, too, after an 8-year legal battle. And he was asked if anything feels different now that that he's on the other side of the divorce and if there's relief. And he went, no, I don't think it was that major of a thing, just something coming to fruition legally. Like, you know, you turn it, you're at his level. You're like, lawyers deal with that. I'm not even going to, I don't have headspace for that.
I think that that is, I don't know if that's a skill or if that's something that over time being in Hollywood, he's learned to manage, but I would not be able to not be distracted by some lawsuit hanging over my head. Mm-hmm. And I give him credit for being able to just sort, if that's true, if he's not just, you know.
Right. He might be downplaying
putting that
it.
Out there. And
he's doing an interview where he
bangs his head into a wall each night going, this, how did I get caught in this? Mm. Ah!
It must be like the one benefit to being somebody like Brad Pitt when you're going through like big problems like that. I would think he's got a firm that handles that stuff for him. So it minimizes at least how much he's doing because the average person has to deal with it. You're Brad Pitt. You're like, okay,
look,
I can't be banging my beautiful face against the wall every day.
He is someone that has been in the press his whole life.
Mm.
Here are some of the things. He's stinky. He doesn't take showers.
Yes.
He's a chain smoker.
Oh, I believe both those things.
He's gone out with women that are younger than he probably should have. Was it that Juliette Lewis was like 16? Like, whatever. He's, you know, and he wasn't.
He was young.
100, but,
right.
But he was fairly young.
Right.
Okay, so there's been that stuff. This thing about beating up the kids and being a drunk is kind of different than that.
Yes.
So he's really, I don't know if that's bottoming out, but he seems to be coming back from it.
He seems to have weathered it.
Yeah.
You know,
but
and
that
honestly,
was as bad as you could want something to be.
Well, it was very, and she promoted that narrative. And clearly, I think clearly, something happened. And the kids have all distanced themselves from him as well. But it is sort of funny how, I don't know if it's like a forgiveness thing or if he's just at that level, but it is true. Like a lot of people would be canceled over even just allegations of that kind of stuff. And he doesn't really seem to be. I don't know why that is. Is it because she seems cold and unlikable? Like, why do you think Brad Pitt can have allegations like that and then go through this 8-year long messy divorce and still be like, Brad Pitt, what a great actor, good looking guy.
Because he's dreamy.
Is that it? Yeah. Just because he's dreamy?
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, no, I also think he's, I think if someone has a long history in the public eye, there's some warm feelings towards him beyond, is that possible? Am I wrong? Am I barking up the
wrong
tree?
You're not wrong.
I think there's, I have fairly warm feelings towards Brad Pitt, even though I'm not, I don't have a poster of him.
Right.
But I've seen him in a million movies.
Yep.
I like his work. Mm-hmm. I do think he's a handsome guy. I don't know what he was thinking walking away from Jen Aniston, but that scandal didn't stick to him at all.
Right.
him and Angelina just got out right on down the road and started a family of 10 kids.
Yep. They were together a really long time. And then once they finally did get married, they were only together like 2 years after that. Then allegedly this big thing happened on their private jet.
Well, I think it happened because he has spoken about quitting drinking. Mm-hmm. And that is not what people do unless they've, I mean, you've written 1,000 apology letters and still you persist. Mm. Like plenty of people can have a mistake happen and not have to quit drinking. Mm-hmm. He clearly had to quit drinking.
Yeah, I don't know. What his stance is now? I've never heard.
I heard he has quit drinking.
He's sober.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes.
Who did you just say was like had said they quit and then they were back? You just said some lady.
Oh, it was Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she very publicly quit and then went, that didn't seem to really be the problem. So it's butt out. I have my own complicated relationship with that.
Mm-hmm.
So Brad is publicly known being sober. He's a friend of Bill.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Hey, tell me when, was it like immediately after the events of the plane? And
yeah, it was
is
after
that
the,
potentially
the divorce.
Part of why we've forgiven him or seem to have? Because when someone says, I need to step back and reevaluate my whole life. And yes, a lot of what's happened here is true. And I'm blaming it on this and I'm no longer doing that. Like, are we giving that guy a second chance? And would it not be the same if it wasn't Brad Pitt?
Is it possible, just to float it out there, Angelina in the press had a pretty bad reputation for a while. She's since sort of rehabbed herself. It was out there that she, like, who was it? Laura Dern said, there I was. I was living with Billy Bob Thornton. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And he's marrying, I see it in the press, he's getting married to Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that story right. went down. Like,
well, plus she's making out with her brother on the
all
red
that stuff. And so I
and
don't.
And the screaming, like, they literally thought that someone was being eaten by a lion. Out in the African plain, when they were they making Mr. and Mrs. Smith during that? And it
yes.
turns out it was her, you know, putting on a big show for Brad Pitt.
Actually, I don't know if they were making that movie, but either way, I am curious. Actually, it's a pretty curious thing to think about. Like, why did that not stick
I know. Well,
to
that's
him?
What I and that's why I brought her name up. Like, is it because she, it, listen, I think she's beautiful. I've loved some of her movies. I think she's a fantastic actress.
Well, she's rehabbed her own rep quite a bit.
She is an
ambassador. Yes. Right.
So I don't know. I don't know how that, maybe it's just his star power was so strong
yep.
that it would have taken a lot more than just rumors of a scandal or a drunk yep. on a plane.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting to think about though, because so many people would just be done. That'd be it.
Oh, 707. Brad Pitt is an alcoholic. I don't know what they know, but it sounds like.
No, well, yeah. No, he's been public about it. Bradley Cooper is, he said Bradley Cooper was, I don't know if he was a sponsor, but he was why he started going to AA. And so he's been, you know, he's out there sober. So,
you know, what's
God
weird
bless him.
Is how that guy didn't lose some of his looks through the process mm-hmm. of drinking will bloat you and savage your skin. Yeah. And
if it,
he had some more bloated phases than recently, I think.
You know, I will say, I was looking at this shot of him, and, you know, he's getting older. I want to say, what is he, 60? How old is he?
60, I think is about right.
He is 61.
He doesn't look like he's had a ton of work done. Like, you know, Tom Cruise, I'm like, oh boy, please stop. But he does look like he's had some stuff done. He just doesn't look, he's got some wrinkles. You know, maybe he's never gotten anything done.
He's gotten stuff done.
Look at him, though. He's good looking. Look at the picture of him right there with the short hair. So there's, it's the third one right there. Like that one, he's looking a little bit, he actually kind of looks like Chris Hemsworth in that picture a little bit. Like he's, he almost looks like he got some fill around his jaw, but I guess he's always had a very strong jaw. I don't know. I say.
He is handsome.
I say head off into your golden years and don't get anything done. And see if you still get, you know, just don't try to get the role of a 20-year-old anymore. Get the role of a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old. And enough with the lips, people. Come on. Come on. Okay. Yesterday, briefly, very judgy of me, I know. Yesterday, we talked briefly about Survivor 50. Oh, shoot. Is that really the time?
It's not.
Okay. Great. The White Lotus creator, Mike White, is going to be on season 50 of Survivor. We haven't even gotten to season 49 yet, but about a year from now, we'll be seeing season 50. It is an all-star, and hopefully it'll be a long season too, because they're going 24 competitors. Usually I think they're about 18. But the 50th edition, it's funny because, and I will post this because I don't really have time to do the whole thing here, but it's Probst talking about how once White Lotus was a hit, because Mike White was a competitor on Survivor and writes the White Lotus, he's written all the seasons of that. Jeff Probst was like, that guy's never come back on the show again. He's busy. He's never going to come back on. So when they were doing this, they asked him, he's like, yes, I'll totally do it. I want to come back. I want to do it again. Survivor, I'm in. I'll do it. It's really funny. So I'll put the story up and you can check it out on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
You know, I think someone who writes like that, like I think all artists sort of.
He talked about how that being on that show was a character study.
That's what I'm saying.
What happened to people. It's funny you say that.
I can imagine that that's like he's probably going, that will fuel me into my 60s or 70s for writing.
Right.
Why not do it?
You'd have to self-examine. You'd have to watch what's happening with other people. And you're in this weird situation. All right. So what
backyard sanctuaries and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, 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 bum. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's almost here. It's Thursday. We're so close.
It's
Thursday.
Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. We have an embarrassingly low number of subscribers. Let's get on that. Smash that subscribe button, you guys.
Is that real?
Yeah. I looked this morning. I'm like, 2,000 people. Come on, man. We're putting our life up there. We have a YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. You're hurting our feelings. My feelings. Go and watch us. Or just pretend to by subscribing. Then you never have to see us again. You're the best.
Way to sell it.
I know. I'm doing my best over here.
Wow.
Anyway, what? I looked and went, oh my God. Talking about this all the time. Get on there, you guys. It's really fun. There's some fun little clips on there.
It's too late.
I'm trying to sell it.
It's how you build
it. So good. That's right. That's how you build it, by saying, get on there, you guys. YouTube.com/@RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. La Garza's Summer Camp's got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to lagarzasports.org and use the code Alice for $50 off today. Listen, my kids are done a week from tomorrow. I imagine most kids are done very soon. Now is the time to go to lagarzasports.org, get your kids signed up, use the code Alice, and save $50.
Why not? Why wouldn't you want to save a little money, get the kids squared away for the summer? It's all good.
This headline made me think of you immediately.
Oh.
Backyard sanctuaries top outdoor trends for 2025.
Yes, that is 100.
That is what people are doing at home, is creating these spaces. Mm. Still within their fenced, yard.
Right.
Where
it's your little
can,
slice of heaven. That's right. Where you put all the things that matter to you on the outside. So good. Mm-mm-mm.
They are creating backyard sanctuaries, adding fire pits, outdoor heating elements, making their spaces more private.
Yes.
I heard people are adding hot tubs. Mm-hmm. From where?
CreativeEnergy.com.
Right. Isn't there a financing thing going on right now?
There is. Well, they haven't been on this week, but yeah, 0% financing.
Yeah.
I know. 60 months.
Practically free.
I mean, still a hot tub. Split it up those 60 ways.
Anyway, I just thought, well, there it is. You're, as always, with the home trends.
I am trending.
On the cutting edge. Let's make the yard so good we never have to go anywhere else.
That's my goal. I love that hot tub.
We got given.
You did. You just.
A bunch of stuff has happened. Yeah, there's. It's not fully done. Not even close to done. But we were actually given, when our neighbors moved, the yard furniture. What do you call it?
Oh, the outdoor patio furniture. Yeah.
We were gifted that because they were moving and they weren't bringing it. But the missus is like on the, that's the next thing.
Mm.
Apparently, yeah. You got to have the outdoor comfort factor. Like, she goes out there and sits, and we'll just sit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've even caught her asleep.
Oh, that's the goal. Do you have to find yourself to be so comfortable in your backyard that you can sleep outdoors? John sleeps in the backyard sometimes too. Yeah, takes a nap in the hammock.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, anyway. So that's what people are up to.
Mm.
The backyard sanctuary is the next big thing, everyone. Get on it.
Yeah.
Here's something that I don't think is the next big thing, but maybe for young people who...
We'll find out. We have a young person.
Okay. New relationship trend. Try injecting some fun into your relationship by celebrating arbitrary anniversaries. Things like the first time you cooked together or the first time you peed with the door open.
So you got to start tracking that stuff from the get-go then? Yeah, that is one anniversary that Maddie will never celebrate.
Never.
He would break up with you. That would be the day you broke up if you peed with the door open.
If I was his lady, the things I would throw back at him when he's talking about me and my peeing.
Mm.
The list is long, I know.
Maybe he's just such an amazing lay that you put up with all that stuff. You're just like, well, I don't want to lose him.
Is that it?
I've seen him with a shirt.
Are you
all
known
this?
To be remarkably good in the bedroom? Is that what's going on?
I've never had a complaint.
Right.
Oh, never.
You don't want to brag.
No, I've
never had a complaint.
No.
Wow.
No.
That's interesting.
Well, look at him.
I'm told it's thirsty.
It's a Goldilocks thing down there. Not too.
Oh,
big,
you think
too, well, just
that's,
right?
Okay. Oh, just right. Okay, that's right. Well done.
Well.
He appears to be able to drop the hammer, as they say.
Yeah.
Good for whoever is the next Mrs. Congratulations.
Well, it's me, myself, and I right now. But
well,
we never know.
At some point.
Yes.
Somebody's going to snag your attention.
The arbitrary anniversaries is all about minor milestones or just even random events.
Mm. Is this really a thing people do? Or is it that
people are always looking to, you know, we've talked about the spark just this week. Like, you know, that can go away if you don't farm it some. So maybe this is the way.
Maybe.
I mean, I like reading stories and seeing what people are up to. The day you binge watched your first show together. One time.
You got to track all this stuff, though. It seems like because now you're not looking for a partner, now you're having to keep track of all this other stuff.
I mean, the guys can't even remember their wedding anniversary.
Yeah, girls are the ones definitely.
I don't remember the date, but like at all. I couldn't even get close to it. But I know Christina and I made out in her driveway for like. I remember we were listening to the it was a pop station that we used to own. And I put it on and we were making out and we heard this one song from Flo Rida and then we continued to make out. That song came back on before we were done. And that's when I went, top 40. Sure. It's probably 20 to 30 minute, you know, but still. So I don't know. Is that a thing do you mark that and do that again? I don't know the date.
Was that like your first? I know when your first date was with her.
You shouldn't know that.
Well, I keep track of stuff. Here it is. In fact, I wrote this many years ago.
Oh,
Vinny's first date with future wife. Repeats yearly. And that is on July 18th.
That is the right date.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the date.
And then when did you get married? I thought you got married on July 20th.
Is that we did.
Okay.
We were trying for the 18th, but it couldn't happen.
It didn't
because
happen
of the
right.
Stupid calendar.
Stupid calendar. By the way, the day I met you is July 12th, 1996.
Get out of here. That's the day I flew to Philly to meet you.
Yep. That was the day we spent together.
Wow. Really do keep track of stuff.
Yeah.
I do. See, I could, well, I got everybody's birthdays and stuff in here. I keep a lot of stuff for Vinny, though.
When is the time that you boned John at Camp Titicaca on the Packy run? Do you have that on there?
At Camp Umicus?
Wherever.
Yeah. No, I don't have that on there. But that would have been probably sometime in August of maybe like 88.
You can celebrate that. Why don't you guys go for a drive,
we have enough other things.
Buy a 12er, and then, you know, make out on some overlook.
That's a great idea. I'll do it. Thanks
for
the
suggestion. I'm sure the folks at La Garza would love to have you come over to the camp.
To the summer camp?
Yeah, come to the summer
camp. Yeah. We recreated our Camp Umicus thing at Camp La Garza. Got it. I'm sure they'd love that. We'll do it for the kids. Kids will love it.
Camp Umicus?
Camp Umicus.
Boy, I wasn't even close, was I?
I worked at a couple camps, though. I'm almost positive it was Camp Umicus. Does that not sound familiar? Like,
I don't know.
I feel like I've told you that story, but...
Anyway, there's nothing wrong with celebrating your wedding anniversary, but if you want to be up with the times, you can celebrate the time you farted in front of her for the first time.
Just somebody's got to keep track of it.
That's all.
You could do a weekly anniversary. This is the 1 week anniversary of that time you farted last Thursday at 8:48 a.m.
A woman from Nebraska.
Oh.
Named
Omaha. I don't have it here.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to have to go.
A woman from Nebraska. By the way.
Yes, dear.
Speaking of, I don't know if any of you. It's good. I listened to when we went to Cache Creek.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a Friday that we finished that live show that morning.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, I got the new. I know you have it, too. So you don't need to remind me. The Counting Crows new album.
Mm-hmm. And?
It's excellent.
Oh. Great.
It's really good. So if you're looking for
a hit on it, you should talk to Jane about
no,
it.
No. I don't. I'm not trying to be a music director. That's Jane's job. She knows all the music and what to pick. I'm just saying it's a good album. Anyway, back to a woman from Nebraska named Toby Elder. She's trending after she went on her honeymoon with her own dad. She was supposed to get married this month, but she and her fiance broke up 2 days before the wedding.
Oh my God, that happens in Nebraska. Remember, I was supposed to go to Nebraska, but then they broke up like 2 days before the wedding.
Are they back together?
Oh no.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Why'd they break up?
They just
realized this is not for life.
She realized. She was like, I am not going to marry that guy.
And just torpedoed the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And took the loss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Which, to me, is what you do.
Oh, yeah.
You don't go through the wedding just because you don't want to bum anybody out. You have
How do you know, this is what I'd ask her, how do you know you're not just having cold feet versus you know it's not meant to be?
I've never experienced that, but I do think that you have so, you're constantly thinking about it as you're getting towards your wedding. I remember thinking, oh my God, you're making this commitment. It's this lifelong thing. And if you get to a point where you're like, I'm going to break it off, and then relief rushes over you, then you know that that's the right decision to make.
Okay. She decided to go on her honeymoon trip to Hawaii anyway and do it solo, but she got there, and there she is.
Alone.
Freshly broken up, completely bummed, totally lonely.
Oh.
Until her 68-year-old dad, Robert, texted and said, I'm on my way. She posted a video of him walking out of the airport and wrote, when you're heartbroken on what was supposed to be your honeymoon in Hawaii, so your dad flies 2,500 miles to hang with you. Go, dads of the world.
Wow.
That is a great story. Dad.
I feel good.
I thought it was going to be some weird, inappropriate thing, but no, it's just like a dad. It's dad love.
It's not a bear, Sarah. It's a man.
Oh, no, it's dad, too. So that's even, you know.
Right.
Not that all dads are trustworthy, but many are. Many. Many of them
all
are.
Dads are trustworthy.
No.
All of them.
No, they're not.
They're all great.
Absolutely not.
They're the best.
Some are not.
Dad or the bear?
My dad.
Okay.
No, but any
there
dad.
You go.
Random
your dad.
Lots of people are dads and also terrible people.
No. How about a fast fact?
I love those. I promise not to question
fast,
it.
Fast.
Astronauts cannot burp in space.
Why? Because the bubbles don't...
You just said you weren't going to question it, and within a millisecond...
I got so sucked
why into the... Why spits out of your mouth?
What are you talking about? That's what makes it actually fun. If I just sat here quietly, it wouldn't be fun at all. So it must be about the lack of gravity, right? Because of those things. I'm answering my own damn question. At least you didn't have to look it up. God. I bet you, though, if you get like an air bubble in you and you're
in space.
I haven't
even finished it yet.
Go ahead. Sorry. My bad.
Astronauts cannot burp in space because the lack of gravity prevents foods and gases from separating in the stomach as they do on Earth. The guy who founded Spalding.
Oh, we're going, just moving right on.
Sporting Goods Company is Albert Spalding. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He was a pitcher in the 1870s.
Oh.
Spalding, next time you see it, it's a dude. And he was good at throwing a ball.
Yeah. In
you
the 1870s.
Ken Burns' documentary on baseball. There's a whole bunch of stuff on
Spalding. Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Ken Burns effect.
If you could only die in sudden accidents and not from disease or old age, the average person would live to be 8,938 years old.
Wow.
Some people who really beat the odds would live into their 40,000s.
I thought we were going to have to pick an accident to be in.
The Tour de France started as a publicity stunt in 1903 to promote a daily sports newspaper called L'Auto. L'Auto.
Oh.
L'Auto. I looked it up. That's what they said it three times to L'Auto.
L'Auto. Je t'aime. L'Auto.
Violence.
Yes.
It's pretty rare in bank robberies. It only happens about 1 out of 25 times. Most robbers just hand the teller a note, get the money, and leave.
Oh.
72% of bank robbers are unarmed and don't even use a threat of violence.
But if someone says, give me the money, they're trained to do it?
I guess so. I dated a lady who worked in a bank, and she said...
lady who robbed a bank.
No. But she said she'd been robbed, and it was horrifying, and it's scary, and she was like, I was just at work. And I thought, yeah, that sucks. It's not like you're some, you know, super high paid financier.
Right.
You're just...
There you are.
Taking deposits, giving cash out, giving ones to this person, or, you know...
I need $600 in ones, please. Count those out for me. Thanks.
Right. Something like that. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, I've got a Goldilocks thing going on down there. I thought he meant a vagina.
Yeah.
No. The end.
Brad Pitt's publicist is Matthew Hilscher.
Hiltzik.
Nailed it.
Who is with Hiltzik's.
Nailed it.
Strategies Public Relations, and his manager is Cynthia Pet Daunty. Brad runs everything by them before making any moves publicly. So most negs are short-lived, they say. Okay. Do you know that name? Do you actually recognize that?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that.
Hiltzik.
H-I-L-T-Z. I.K.
Hiltzik.
Hiltzik.
I think you got it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got really it. Good. I mean, it's very strange.
I like Pet Downey or whatever her name was.
Love Bob, says 650. Yeah, educating great. All the old people.
Yeah. Well, now that we don't have an internship problem, now that we don't have an internship program anymore, like, she's as young as we're going to get here. Like, that's, we're counting on you, Bob. Keep us hip.
Are you done?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, Bob is killing me. I can't stop laughing. Mary 408 app. Look at Bob on a roll.
Get some good feedback.
She's currently the only person on my list, but that's okay. Mm. See my list?
Oh, wow. You start your list mid page.
Well,
bottom third even.
There was a cookie.
I usually put
a
top on the thing.
When I rolled the page over, I have a cookie on this.
Oh, a cookie that who made for you?
You did. And then
there she is on your S list.
So I rolled the page halfway up, and that's where the list started. This is how it happened, everyone. You see the cookie there?
How have you not eaten that cookie? What human alive can be handed a chocolate chip cookie at 5 a.m. and still have it on their weird rolled notepad 4 hours later?
It is crazy.
That's bananas. That thing, I inhaled that thing. She wasn't even out of the room when I was finished with that cookie.
They're very good.
650 really good. Says, apparently Haley was at the concert in the front row.
Oh.
And Justin was in Iceland to avoid being forced to testify in the Diddy case.
That's a rumor.
Oh, we did hear that. Yeah, we heard that rumor.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people are commenting on the glazed donut look.
Yeah.
It's many a good of
look.
Them are.
A lot of people like that. A lot of people talking about that, about the glazed donut look. It's a new thing.
The filthy side of commenting. What? So we're going to skip those.
Thank you for your comments, though.
Insert your own joke here.
We feel you. Yeah.
Vinny, woman up and watch Dirty Dancing.
You're going to love it.
TK in Palo Alto Radio.
I bet you he's going to love it. He's going to watch it, and it's a great little movie. It's a
well,
big movie.
This is what I will tell you. While I still don't want to watch it, one of my all-time favorite actors is in that movie.
Who?
Jerry Orbach.
Oh. He played like a teacher or something? Or
I think he's the dad, but Jerry Orbach is Lenny Briscoe from Law and Order. Mm-hmm. And he's one of my all-time favorites.
Well, you've watched more. You could probably pass the bar with what you know from Law and Order.
707 says, Hassan and Budman, Siskel and Ebert, Batman and Robin, Bert and Ernie. A&N is firing on all cylinders today.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's a team thing that, you know, really was going great. I was pretty happy with that.
Yep.
Great segment, Scott. Good job.
As usual.
Yeah, he's always great. What's coming up in the trash? Sarah.
America's favorite theme park. And DJ Khaled is gross.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.